As part of a Hope and Healing project, StoryCorps spent time recording conversations at hospitals across Utah. These stories reveal the courage and resiliency of the human spirit. Interviews are provided, courtesy of StoryCorps. Monica Muncy is still emotional remembering when the car she was riding in hit Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cade Brenchley's vehicle on a slick road. Cade spent several days in the hospital with broken bones and a torn ACL, and recovered fully. On scene at the accident, Cade remembers Monica staying calm and positive as she made sure he was okay until medical help arrived.
The car in front of us was slowing down faster than we could, and so we were trying to tell her, you know, tap the brakes, tap the brakes, tap the brakes. And when your tires don't have traction, there's nothing you can do. So we started swerving, which is where we hit you.
I vaguely remember feeling like a jolt and everything going black. And then I felt another kind of jolt, which, looking back, watching the video, would have been me coming to a rest next to
the white car.
The white car. I was probably out 5 or 6 seconds, seven maybe. And then I remember thinking, holy crap, I've been hit.
The first thing I did is I looked at all my friends and I was like, conscious, 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 gotta get out and go check on this guy that we just hit.
You came running up and you said, my name's Monica.
You were awake and you didn't have any like super obvious injuries. So I was like, okay, head injury is really likely at this point, and I don't have a whole lot of medical knowledge, but I know you should probably keep somebody awake if they have a head injury. So that was what I did. I was like, I'll just make him keep talking and then I'll have to stay awake.
And I remember you asking, what's your name? How many kids do you have? What are their names? How old are they? I was like, my oldest is 14, I was 15. And I'm like, oh, why do I have to answer these questions? But looking back, it was awesome that that's what you thought to do in order to determine, I guess, head injuries. And you held my hand, which brought me a lot of comfort. And I don't think I ever thanked you for that. You were so calm and you were so positive and, like, I don't want to say a bubbly voice, but
as bubbly as one can be in that sort of situation.
And I can't tell you how much I appreciated not just holding my hand, but talking to me and making sure I was okay.
I was like, I'll just be in charge of making sure he's okay. I'll just sit here.
And that's when the driver came up and she said, officer, I was driving the car and I hit you and I'm so, and she just started going into hysterics. And I remember you, I don't want to say shooing her away, but just kind of,
I shooed her away. That was my job that whole night, is I acted like the mom. All three of them individually had like breakdowns on scene. And I just kept going back and I was like, it's going to be okay. We'll take care of things in steps. Let's get Kane medical help. And it wasn't until way later that night, once we got back to my house, and by the time I closed the door in my car, I was just bawling. That was my first breakdown.
Wow. Honestly, Monica, I couldn't ask for a better outcome. I had 4 broken ribs and a broken shoulder blade, and my left knee, I had a slightly torn LCL. You know, I stayed in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. I thought it was very courageous of the four of you to come and see me and bring me flowers.
Was there ever any moment where you're like, God, like I'm angry at them, or just I wish they would have been smarter about this?
You know what? I can honestly say 100%. I never had that. People make mistakes. I make them. Everybody makes them. I really never was angry.
Today was my first time driving through that canyon on my own. I still get nervous because I know that no matter how careful I drive, something else could happen. You didn't know what's going to happen, and that could happen at any point. But I've also tried to be more conscious and be more aware of things. It took me a long time to heal, and I'm still healing. I think it'll always be something that I deal with kind of emotionally. But that's also taught me more about myself. Learning that things are going to happen, and you can't always snap it away, but you can learn how to manage it. And I think being able to talk with you and knowing that we have this friendship now has really helped. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cade Brenchley talking with Monica Muncy. Their story and other segments of the StoryCorps Hope and Healing Project on Utah Public Radio can be heard online at upr.org.